We're going to try to find Habakkuk chapter 3, and you say, boy, I don't know about Habakkuk chapter 3. Where is that? Find Matthew and back up. 3 or 4. The title song of the cantata we just sang, and I think my voice is about gone. But the title song of the cantata was, Mary, Did You Know? And that could be asked of any of us when life is upside down. Did you know what was about to happen? Do you know what is happening? Do you know what is about to happen? Sometimes what is happening makes us feel as if our lives have been turned upside down. Any sense of joy, that good feeling that God is in control, is taken away. What do you do when life is upside down? We're going to read chapter 3, verse 16 through 19. This is Habakkuk. I heard and my inward parts trembled. At the sound my lips quivered. Decay enters my bones, and in my place I tremble, because I must wait quietly for the day of distress, for the people to arise who will invade us. Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olives should fail and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength, and he has made my feet like hinds' feet and makes me walk on my high places. When life gets turned upside down, do not let yourself become distracted from the Lord. Maintain confidence in the Lord. Jesus can handle it. Habakkuk was a contemporary of Jeremiah, Nahum, and Zephaniah, these other prophets, who saw the rise of the Babylonian Empire as the controlling force of the region. Assyria had been the dominant people 100 years earlier when Israel, the northern kingdom, had fallen to them. Now Babylon was taking control of the area, including Judah. Last fall, we studied through Daniel, and that's contemporary to this, what's going on here. Habakkuk began in chapter 1, verse 1, asking the Lord, how long will I call for help? Things continue to go from bad to worse. And in chapter 3, verse 16, Habakkuk admitted how shaken he was, that his inward parts trembled. Have you ever been so caught up in a situation and you knew it was not going to turn out well that literally your heart, your everything within you began to shake, and that was what was going on to Habakkuk? His inward parts were trembling. He knew generally what was about to happen. They were about to be invaded. If you look back up at chapter 3, verse 2, he says, Lord, I have heard the report about you and I fear. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. Habakkuk asked the Lord to revive his work in them. Lord, do something. But he knew that he needed to wait quietly for the day of distress, for the invasion to start. Panic would not help. He knew he could not allow himself to become distracted from the Lord. If you have ever dealt with children as they're learning to walk and explore, and it's a great time, but you know that there are two ways to keep them from getting into something that they shouldn't, or rearranging things you don't want them to. One is to move them or lock them out of something. Cabinet locks work. We still have them hanging. We're waiting for the next one. So does picking them up and moving them away. Another way to keep them out of something is to distract them. Instead of rearranging the living room or fussing, give them something new to do. Distract them. I think one of the reasons God gives us children is to remind us that we're still just like they are. We need to be distracted. And life can be distracted for us. Have you ever had days when you thought, this is what I'm going to do today, and everything's going to go just the way I want, and nothing goes the way you thought? Things change. Things unexpected happens. Everything gets turned upside down. The challenge is to not become distracted away from the Lord. Look to Him for joy. Look to Him for that sense of well-being. It's not that everything's going to work out just the way you planned, because remember who's God and who's not. But He has it under control, and He loves us, and He wants the best for us. And His ways are the best. To look to Him for joy, read His word daily, pray daily, spend time with Him. Remember when you were a kid, hurt yourself? You just wanted to crawl up into the lap of your parents? More than once I have admitted, Lord, I just want to crawl up into your lap and let you hold me. And that's what we need to look at and think about. You may be able to identify with Habakkuk that your inward parts are trembling in fear or anticipation. Do not let anything distract you from focusing on the Lord, because that is where joy comes from. And He is the only real source of joy, even if you would describe life as being upside down. When life turns upside down, maintain confidence in the Lord. Rely on God. Jesus can handle it. In verse 17, Habakkuk began a list of bad things that could happen and culminate in total disaster. First, he says, if the figs do not blossom. But figs were a delicacy. They could live without the figs. If there were not grapes on the vines, which wine was their normal thing to drink? Grape juice. But there was water to drink. If the olive crop fails, it is getting serious, because they used olive oil not only to cook with, but also to light for lighting. If the fields produced no food, there was going to be starvation. If the flocks were cut off, the people's wealth would be gone. If there was no cattle in the stalls, no heavy work could be done. Things were bad. Describing life as being upside down may have been an understatement. And in verse 18, Habakkuk makes a statement of intent. Even if all this happens, yet will I exult in the Lord. Literally, the word exult means I will jump for joy. Ready to jump for joy? Yes! Because God's got it. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. I will spin around in excitement because Jesus took on the human form, took on a body, lived a perfect life, born as a baby in a manger, lived a sinless life, submitted himself to the cross to die a death he did not deserve, and rose again on the third day. All to pay the debt that he did not owe, but that I do, that you do. I will find joy in him. He makes life stable. The phone company has restarted running the commercial. A man is in the hospital bed awaiting surgery, his wife sitting next to him. A nurse is going over his chart with him. When the doctor appears in the doorway, calling out to someone down the hall, guess who's reinstated? And then he walks in kind of under his breath. He says, well, not officially. Now, I don't know about you, but if that was the guy that was about to operate on me, I think I'd be getting up and going off. The buzzword of the commercial is, just okay is not okay. Just okay does not cause confidence in a doctor, a phone company, or a savior. Jesus is not just an okay savior. He is the greatest savior. Amen. And we celebrate Christmas, the coming of Jesus after us. Jesus is your strength. He is the cause, the source of your salvation. Are you finding joy in a relationship with Jesus? Listen, I understand pain in life. But looking for something to deaden the pain will only lead to more pain. We need to give our pain away and let Him take it. And that's what He came to do. He came to take your pain away. Look to a relationship with Jesus to make your life what you want, what you need. Do you know what will happen tomorrow? Next week? Next month? Even this afternoon? No, you don't. But we have a Savior that does. Is Jesus your Lord and Savior this morning? Is He the source of real joy in your life? Don't allow anything or anyone to distract you from following Jesus. He is worth it. Only He gives joy. Do you have confidence in Jesus? You can. You should. He has things under control. Is He the Savior in your life today?